Thursday farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Corn and soybean harvests starting in western Minnesota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more in this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update.
It's the Pioneer Agronomy Update here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Luke Fornes. We're in the Dorothy, Minnesota area. Luke does work for Pioneer with Black River Ag, and we are taking a closer look at the corn growing here in the area. And Luke, let's talk a little bit more about what we're seeing out here. How was the rest of the growing season?
August on, we started to actually pick up some rains. We had been dry through spring planting all summer long. Started picking up some good rains. A lot of the corn was able to green up the really drought-stressed areas. All the corn that wasn't black layered at that point was able to utilize that moisture to put on hopefully some test weight and kernel fill and whatnot.
It sounds like harvest has started for a few around the area.
A few guys have taken off some corn over by Red Lake Falls, had some in the 18 to 20% range. We did a little on our farm. We had some that unfortunately had a little bit of brittle snap from a storm that came through in June. It didn't get enough rain with it, but it did affect some of the corn. It bent over, and we had some of that was laying down, and it was dry enough, so we decided to get that cleaned up before it got any worse. And we were about 24% moisture in some of that stuff, 22 to 24. Yields weren't spectacular, but to be expected with the conditions we've had this growing season. We haven't even touched a soybean field, so it was interesting.
Well, real quick, any positives that you've been hearing about the soybean crop this year?
A lot of the new E3 varieties that I've been able to take a look at are looking really strong. Weed control has been very good with that, with the 2,4-D and the Liberty Link. So that's been good to see. In our area, we get a little more water hemp and ragweed pressure, and so it's good to see some products that are working really well with those types of weeds. So that'll be really important going forward because the pressures are just getting stronger and stronger in fields as you get an escape here and there, and all that seed gets into the ground, it spreads pretty fast. You know, prees are going to become more and more important to be looking into using on some of the soybean ground, along with the E3 and the strong dicamba products we have too. So
this is the Pioneer Agronomy Update on the Red River Farm Network. Joining me is Luke Fornes with Black River Ag in Dorothy, Minnesota. I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.